From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Geez, we'll take these dairy numbers, won't we?
100%. There's not a lot of good news around in financial markets at the moment, so very heartwarming to see what appears, I think, to be quite a solid bounce in the global dairy trade price index. So we've now had three pretty solid positive auctions in a row now, Mike. So last night delivered a 4.4% rise. That follows a 2.7% rise in the index in early September and a 4.6% rise at the last auction. So have we got a trend? Look, it's helped overnight by continuing bounce back in whole milk powder. That rose 4.8%. And a very solid move in skim milk powder that posted a 6.6% lift. Look, I haven't got the detailed information of the bidding available in front of me at the moment, but I'm going to speculate that there's some demand coming back from China. Just on the prices, skim milk powder, average price $2,558. So that's a very welcome move back up from a low point in early September when it was under $2,300. And whole milk powder, averaging the average price, sort of edging back towards $3,000. The low point for that was in August and just $2,500. Look, I'm not sure whether we've seen enough now to move the forecast farm gate milk price, but wholesale price is most definitely moving in the right direction. Good result. Big tick.
Fantastic. Business confidence. We're dragging ourselves off the floor.
Well, we are. So this is the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research. They released their quarterly survey of business opinion yesterday. So in a nutshell, it's improving. The word that was being thrown around a lot yesterday was downbeat. Business confidence did improve further in the September quarter. So seasonally adjusted, you've got a net 53% of businesses now expect a worsening in general economic condition over the coming months, which doesn't seem like a particularly great statistic, does it? But that was at 60% last quarter. Demand is not really that robust. 17% of businesses reported reduced activity in their own business in the last quarter. Looking ahead, that improves to sort of 14% who expect weaker demand. So that's better than that was last time. So there's also good news in there for the RBNZ, Mike. I mean, we hear from them today, and we'll talk about that tomorrow morning. But as part of the survey, you can see a significant easing in the labour issues plaguing New Zealand businesses. Firms are now finding it easier to find both skilled and unskilled labour. Clearly, strong migration flows are helping alleviate those pressures. So labour as a limiting factor for businesses, that edged back up to sort of 18%, like down to 18%. That's at pre-COVID levels. Pricing and cost measures, they're easing. Look, at a high level, Mike, the general interpretation appears to be that the monetary policy pressure is working and that pressure is dampening demand in New Zealand. So capacity pressures are easing. The big question, Mike, remains as to whether the extent of the moves we are seeing are enough to stay the hand of the RBNZ completely. Now, they probably won't move today, but opinion's still divided on whether they need to do another move in the OCR after the election, or have we seen enough? Can they just let the monetary policy pressure do its work?
And speaking of which, across the Tasman, they pretty much said the same thing yesterday, hold for now, but you never know.
Yeah, they did, right. So this is the RBA yesterday, left their rates unchanged. Their higher interest rates there, if you look at their words, they say higher interest rates are working to achieve the balance between supply and demand. In their words, though, inflation is still too high. When I read the statement in total, Mike, I get the feeling that the tone is sort of, we're getting there in the battle against inflation, but a win isn't guaranteed yet. There are a couple of conspicuous mentions in the text. First one is fuel prices have risen. That's key. Keep an eye out for that and the impact of that and how central banks respond. But also uncertainty around the outlook for the Chinese economy. But yeah, they're on hold too and probably what we'll see today.
And they don't have the wage issues we do. Now, what are the
numbers? They do not. There's just no good news here at the moment, Mike. Sort of market's continuing a downward trend. Dow Jones down 372 points. That's 1.1%, 33,000. The S&P 500 down 1.1%, 4,240. And the NASDAQ getting hit harder, down 1.69% as we look at it, down 228 points, 13,079. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost just over 0.5%, closing at 7,470. The Nikkei lost 1.64%. 31,237. The Shanghai Composite, the Chinese markets are closed this week. The ASX 200 lost 1.28% yesterday, 90.6943. And the NZX 50, a relative safe haven, only down 8 points yesterday, 11,235. One Kiwi dollar weaker against the US, 0.5901, 0.9365 against the Aussie, 0.5640 against the Euro, 0.4887 pounds, 87.98 is the mark against the yen. Gold is trading at $1,823 and Brent crude, $91.43.
Great day, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.